A group of students sit in front of their computers typing code that will later be used to make a web page. The students come from Afghanistan, Eritrea and Syria, and the class is being provided for free by a non-profit organization in Berlin called Refugees on Rails. Nakasima Steffelbauer is one of the directors.
The goal that Refugees on Rails has in terms of using online learning material is to try to enable newcomers to do as much as possible for themselves, and it's to make them aware of the resources that are out there. It's to get them comfortable with those resources, which is quite an undertaking, and to give them the support and hopefully the stability of a regular community to which they can come, they can ask questions, they can feel they belong.
Muaz Al-Qudsi, a volunteer who himself is Syrian, has just finished teaching.
Being in this atmosphere, giving them some information, and then after that, like, everyone would find his own way. And I think this is really important. Also, like, for me, it means like experience, good experience. Yeah, kind of really interesting thing to do.
The initiative also gives Germany's newly arrived migrants something to do. On any given day in Berlin, many camp outside the city's health and social affairs office waiting. Farid Alec from Afghanistan says that until you get your papers, you have a lot of free time on your hands.
So you must do something to spend your time. I was in Syria, study 8 hours and work 8 hours. So all my time is full in Syria. But when I come to here, I don't do anything, just sit. And now I have this class. It's very nice and a very good class. And I just fill my time.
Many people have been eager to help refugees despite the negative press they've received in recent months. So what drives these volunteers? Nakasima has one answer.
I'm African-American and, you know, here I am in Berlin. I've had an amazing career due to the accessibility of technology. I want to share that as well. And so I really felt a resonance with the situation of people who in many cases, you know, have whole trajectories and experiences and life stories behind them that may be quite impressive and amazing, and they've had to kind of pivot and leave those behind.
Nakasima spent a lot of time in North Africa and the Middle East and says that this helps her to connect with refugees. There are about 30 to have benefited from the training that began last year, learning code languages like Ruby and JavaScript. Across the hall, the tech company is wooing future employees. Web developer Nin Christofferson says they're also talking to migrants.
You have a country like Germany, and there's quite a big deficiency of this type of labor. So at the same time, you have a large group of people coming into the country, and you have lots and lots of jobs that are simply just, you know, not filled. Yeah, so it's an interesting moment.
Tech companies are so interested in migrants, they're the ones supplying the space and equipment to coding schools like Refugees on Rails. But is this charity or self-interest or a bit of both? Nakasima explains.
I wouldn't say they're a target for tech companies. I think they find themselves in the unpleasant position of being a convenient target for startups who are trying to leverage social enterprise with enlarging their platforms. The hope is that you're training people to do for themselves.
Refugees on Rails is an example of what experts say Germany needs to do to get some of the 1 million people it's taken onto the job market. For RFI, Christina Rakello in Berlin.